The U.S. Supreme Court appeared split today on President Barack Obama's plan to shield millions of undocumented immigrants from deportation. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, scores of Philadelphia migrants have a lot on the line.
As the country awaits a decision in the coming weeks, Basilina Berez is anxious. Berez moved to South Philly from Puebla, southeast of Mexico City. She's undocumented, but would qualify under one of Obama's deferred action programs.
We're a little scared because we don't know what's going to happen. If the action doesn't pass, our quality of life will suffer, and it will be harder to achieve my family's dream of starting our own business.
The immigration proposals Obama announced 2 years ago have been put on hold since Texas and 25 other states sued to stop them. Texas says if undocumented migrants become temporary legal citizens, they'll have to be issued state-subsidized licenses. And that costs money, which Texas says is an injury that gives it legal standing before the court.
The argument that Texas is making would allow almost any executive branch policy change that imposes some administrative costs on the states to justify a lawsuit.
Drexel Law Professor Anil Callahan says the court could throw the case out based on a lack of standing. Callahan says the roughly 4 million undocumented immigrants who'd benefit from the programs could now be in limbo. He says though the programs are a great temporary reprieve, it's no substitute for new laws that would create a pathway to citizenship.
This is really the kind of initiative that's a natural evolution when Congress doesn't act and you have scarce resources.
Callahan says if the Supreme Court punts, the case could very likely end up in front of them again sometime after the presidential election. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.